This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim, welcome everyone to a special edition of our Friday Shir. The Shirim on Sefer Bereishis are sponsored by the Zakheim Mishpacha, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Shlomo Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakheim, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tuvia, Neshama Shavan Aliyah, B'Yemelitzei Sharim, for their whole family, Abiyas Goel Tzedek. On Wednesday, we gave the most amazing shir on the most interesting possible topic, the word vihine, and behold. And we mentioned the rule of the Rashbam, that whenever vihine appears, it's a new thing. The primary example, vayhi baboiker, vihine leya. Surprise, Yaakov. Or, vayikatz paroi, vihine chaloim. Paroi thought it was really happening. No, paroi, surprise, it's a dream. Or, vayimlu yamel laledes, vihine so'imim bevitna. We brought other examples. The kohen comes back on the seventh day, vihine nega. Or, Aaron Koyen, he looked at Miriam, vihine mitzairas kashaleg. We asked based on that, what does it mean? Hine lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. We asked, what is hine kel Yeshua siyef tach v'lo yefchad? We quoted the Arachayim HaKadosh in this week's parsha. The Arachayim HaKadosh says that when Yaakov Avinu had his dream, Vayachalohim vihine sulam mutzav artzav roshom agiyah shamayma vihine malchelikim oylim yodim boy vihine Hashem. And the Rechaim HaKadosh asked, why does it say vihine by every detail? And the Rechaim HaKadosh said that lest you think this was a dream that has a degree of ambiguity and unclarity, no, vihine means decisiveness. This was a prophecy that every detail was accurately experienced and had absolute definitive meaning. So from there we derive that vihine could also mean clarity, absolutely. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky gave an example similar to this, where when the Malachim asked, where's Sarah? Avraham said, hine ba'oihel. Meaning Avram was saying, what kind of ridiculous question, where is he? Obviously, she's in the tent. That's how Rashi knows that Avram's point was, she's a tzanua. So I like to apply these rules of Vihine to a few other examples in this week's Parsha, in Vayeshev, in Miketz, and in Megillas Rus. Really, I could have got easy. I could have just made, okay, I'll give the Parshas Vayeshev or Miketz on part two. But al timna toiv mibalav, I don't want to withhold it from you. I figured it would shter your Shabbos if you didn't have all the hines. So here it goes. Hine. Here we go. Vayar vihine ve'er basodeh vihine sham. What's going on over here? Yaakov Avinu comes to Charan and he saw, behold, there was a well. I mean, what is that, a surprise that it's a well? Was this a well that didn't exist here before and it just, poof, came out of thin air? And was it a surprise that there were three Edreit Soin? So I would like to suggest two options based on the Ramban. The Ramban brings a Medrash that this Avraham encountering the well with three shepherds was somewhat prophetic and was somewhat symbolic. It was a remez to the future. And I think this could have both meanings of hine, because the Ramban says, ki nizdamein loy kocha, it happened to chance upon Yaakov that he entered the city in a route by the well. In other words, what's the likelihood that he's going to enter the city pinkluch when there's a well? He could have entered by the post office, by the bank, by the 7-Eleven, by the gas station. The fact that he entered dafka by the well was, vihine, wow, something unusual. And the fact that not all the flocks of sheep were there, only three were there, were also, unusual. So I think Vihine could be a surprise. It was of note that Yaakov Avinu specifically entered where there was a well and where there are three flocks of sheep. And the Ramban says it's a portent and an omen that he would be successful, and then from his descendants would emanate those who are zoiche to the remez of the Be'er, which is the Beis HaMikdash, and the three flocks of sheep represent the Shalosh Regalim, from which we would draw Ruach HaKodesh from the Beis HaMikdash, or Torah, Ki Mitzion Tetzei Saira. So I believe that based on this Ramban, the word Vihine is proper and accurate. Vihine, not like a surprise, but maybe in a degree of surprise. This is not something that was expected, that he should dafka enter where there's a well, or he should dafka enter where there was sheep. Using the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh's definition of Vihine, that it's precise, perhaps it's also it could be employed. In other words, Yaakov Avinu encountering the well wasn't, okay, maybe it means something for the future, maybe not, maybe it is significant, maybe it just he happened to bump into the well, maybe it's significant there are three flocks of sheep, maybe it's meaningless. No, Vihine, this is a decisive symbol, a decisive, clear allegory. So I think both meanings of Vihine are accurate. A, it's something unusually of note, and B, it has absolute definitive meaning. By the way, we suggested on Wednesday that Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan, it's a statement of conviction that a person believes, it's absolute that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not sleep and he does not slumber. It is absolute that Hashem is the God of our salvation. Let's go to Parshas Vayeshev. Here also we have a dream. This is the dream of Yosef HaTzadik. Vayomer aleihem shemuna hachalom hazeh asher chalamti v'hine. That's number one. Anachnu me'alumim alumim b'soich hasadeh. Again, v'hine, kama, don't say kama, if you want to be yotzei. Kama alumasi v'gam nitzava. Again, v'hine, sisu ben aluma, iseichem batishtachmen la alumasi. So here we have three hines. And then the second dream. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, l'shitasei, the same shot he said in the Hineis in our parsha, Amar Gimel Pa'amim V'Hinei, says the Aruch Chaim, Da, ki ha-chaloim asher yia mare hanevua, a dream that has a vision of prophecy, v'hoida mihamadiyam, and notification, shalafnei Hashem, ha'ois v'amoyfes hu. You know how we know when a dream is just a dream, or if it's definitive nevuah? It is a nevuah, im yia ha'chaloim l'choylem bohir v'tsohir k'yoyim yoyir. If the dream is clear and pristine and illuminative, like the light of the day, that a person sees it as if he's mamish awake. That demonstrates ki machaze shaka yecheze. He's seeing the vision of God. Ki hachalom yusasher tzeirim yischaku bai, the types of dreams that kids have. Yia bilbul harayon, it's just fantasy. V'hagzamas hanidme, an exaggerated imagination. Therefore, Yosef says, Vihine, by every detail. He's saying everything that I saw was boror, as if he saw it while he was awake. This is not just a chaloim, this is nevuah. Now, I think that explains all of the hines, except for one. Hine cholamti chaloimoid. I'm not sure if it explains that, or what is saying, that behold, I had another dream, and that dream was also very clear and definitive. So what would you say about the following hines? And here the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh doesn't comment. Vayehi mikeitshna sayim yamim ufaroi choleim. You ready? V'hine oimei min hayar. V'hine min hayar. And then, V'hine sheva. And then again, V'hine sheva. And then, V'hine. Why does it say hine there so many times? Presumably, the Arachayim HaKadosh would say that this is not just a dream, that's an exaggerated imagination or fantasy, but this is clear as day, as we learned. Vayikatz paroi vihinei chaloim. Paroi didn't even think it was a dream. It was so realistic, it was so lifelike, that paroi thought that it was actually happening. And that indicates that this is not a dream. That indicates this was nevuah. Okay, Marv Raboisai, I want to share with you two more hines in Rus. V'hine v'hoyaz ba mi beis lachem v'yoymer lakoy tzirim adoinoy imachem v'yoymer ulay yivarechecha adoinoy. And behold, Boyaz came from Beis Lachem. Says the Heilige Malbim, kol makoim shenemar v'hine moira davar chadash. Here we have it. Every single time it says v'hine, it means something new. Here's the new thing. Boaz didn't hang out in fields. He hung out in the Beis Medrash. What's he doing in a field? It was a novelty. It was a chiddush. Shabayaz lo hayaraga lavay el asada. This was a mikra chadash. This was a new happenstance by the hashgacha of Hashem that Boaz came from Beis Lachem and he said la koitzrim Hashem imachem. So the first novelty was that Boaz happened to be in the field that day. Here's the second novelty. The Gemara says in Brachos that Boaz and his bezin were masakin, that when you greet someone, you say the name of Hashem, either Adoy Shem Imachem or Shalom Aleichem. And this was the advice of the Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says, did Boaz do this on his own? You can't just say Shem Shamayim Levatala. And the explanation, the Malbim gives a fantastic explanation. The reason why Boaz made this takana is because since there was so much dishonesty and gezela and distortion in monetary matters, like Chazal say, Vayihi bimei shfayt ha-shoiftim, and Boaz wanted to correct and fix up their misdeed, their dishonesty, Boaz said, you know, the fact that a Jew goes to shul and davens and learns daf yomi, that will not necessarily influence a person to deal honestly in business. What stays in the shul, what goes on in the shul, stays in the shul. And like it says in nowhere, business is business. So Boaz needed to misakin to inject a little godliness into business. So he was misakin that when you greet your friend in an ordinary interpersonal interaction, you should use the name of Hashem. Likvaya belibam, to establish in their hearts, ki Hashem mishamayim mashkif, that God looks down from heaven. Aleihem, upon them, yal shloimam. And the peace and the interpersonal relationships of society, beinad mechaveroi, is through recognizing that God is with them. Therefore it says, V'hine Boaz! You're ready for the new thing that Boaz was misakin? Boaz was misakin a dover chadosh, namely, that he said to the koitzrim, Hashem imachem. So not just, V'hine, it was a chidush that Boaz was in the field. V'hine is introducing a takana chadosha of Boaz, namely, that you should greet your friend with the name of Hashem. And therefore, they responded back, Hashem imache, yivarecha Hashem. Rabbi, say one last hine before we do the shir on tefillah. Vayehi b'chatzi halayla, vayecherad hoish, vayilafes, v'hine isha, shoycheves margiloisav. Now, I think that one's obvious. Here, it's midnight. Boaz opens his eyes for a moment, and there's an Isha, Shoicheves Margaloisav, that's quite a surprise if there ever was one. And that this Isha should be Rus. But by the way, the Medrash says even more than that. Because Boaz was so startled that there should be a woman laying by his feet in the middle of the night, Boaz thought it must be a shade, it must have been a demon. Now how do you know how can you tell the difference between a demon and a woman? The difference is that demons don't have hair. So Boaz started to feel the hair because he thought it was a demon. And when he felt that this person had hair, he realized this ain't no demon. Vihine Isha! And that was a surprise to him. So that also contributes to the word hine. The bottom line is the word hine is a very significant word. That's how Chazal know. Hine avicha choyle, in the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Pei Zayin, that until Yaakov Avinu, nobody ever got sick before. Chazal darshan from the word hine. That's why it says hine by all the dreams of Yaakov, Yosef, Paroi, according to Arachayim HaKadosh, to indicate their clarity and their definitiveness. And we added that perhaps that's why by a statement of bitachon, we also say the word hine, meaning this is a statement of fact. We're definitive about this. No qualms, no hesitations. Okay, Rabbi said this was Hine part 2, and now we go to the Shir on Tefillah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.